Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A man was arrested overnight for jumping into a tugboat at Pier 64 in Manhattan, getting stuck, and then trying to take a sailboat into the Hudson. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley has the story.
A tugboat drifting out into the Hudson near Pier 66 overnight is what got police's attention after a 911 call came in that someone stole a boat. When they got closer, a man jumped overboard and swam to a nearby sailboat and then got on board there. Police say they've arrested and charged 22-year-old Juan Hernandez with two counts of grand larceny and say he's homeless. Dan Silversheen is a member of Hudson River's Community Sailing.
I'm actually in that sailing club, and that's you can't even leave a sailboat on a mooring in the Hudson River without somebody trying to steal it. Things are out of control.
He's not the only one surprised. Alberto Medina says he's never heard of something like this happening here.
Sounds crazy. It is.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
Police are asking for help finding the man who drew a swastika on a car in Queens. It happened back on Saturday, March 30th. The man was observed in front of a house on 70th Street in Middle Village, drawing a swastika on a Honda Pilot before fleeing on foot. The incident is being investigated as a hate crime, and police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Police are searching for the man they say threw a can of beans and made anti-ethnic slurs at a woman inside a Manhattan subway station. It happened last Thursday at the Lexington Avenue 63rd Street station. Cops say the suspect verbally harassed and then hurled the can at the woman out of nowhere, but she wasn't injured. The guy boarded a train and got away. Cops are searching for the suspects behind a string of gunpoint robberies across the Bronx, including two robberies at the same bodega, less than a week apart.
The suspect is dressed all in black, wearing a hoodie and a mask, robbing a bodega, a bakery, and a barbershop in the South Bronx. Four incidents since February. Most of the stick-ups occurred during the day. The grocery on East 152nd Street was hit twice. The second time, another suspect used pepper spray on an employee as they stole hundreds of dollars out of the register. In one case, they took $4,000. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The city's first professional soccer stadium could be coming to Willits Point in Queens. The city council appears poised to approve plans for the new New York City Football Club stadium, set to be located near City Field and Arthur Ashe Stadium. And it's not just the addition of a stadium. It's a whole neighborhood redevelopment plan, which would include 2,500 affordable housing units, a hotel, retail shops, and a large public open space. Queensboro President Donovan Richards is optimistic about what it'll do for the area.
When you talk about affordable housing, the world's sport being played in the world's borough, but more importantly, the people of Corona having an opportunity to live, work, and play in their neighborhoods is certainly what I call a goal for the borough.
The city's planning commission already gave its okay. The city council is holding its vote today. If approved, the stadium, which is called The Cube, is set to open by 2027.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.